Mom, when were the trashmen here?
Oh, just about 10 minutes ago.
Did they turn the corner?
Well, I guess so. Beaver, don't you want your sandwich?
I'll be right back, Mom. I gotta catch the trash truck.
But Beaver...
Where's he going?
He has to catch the trash truck.
Well, that figures.
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, now, let me get this straight, Fred. You say that if we buy a water softener, then the company gives you $25 off of the one you bought? What's that, Fred? Oh, and if you get five people to buy them, then yours won't cost you anything. Well, Fred, I better talk this over with Ward. He's out cleaning the garage now, and that's something I wouldn't want to interrupt. No, Fred, I haven't anything against soft water. It's just that I'd like to talk it over with Ward.
Oh, here, Wally. You can get rid of this.
Gee, what is it, Dad? Looks like a life preserver with a cork out of it.
That's a tire cover from an old roadster I had.
Wally, what's a roadster?
Well, I think it's something people used to ride around in the olden days.
Yeah, that's right. It replaced the covered wagon. I want to get rid of it. Here, Beav. Hey, guys. Look at this.
Gee, an old cannonball.
No, Beaver, that's a shot put.
I came awful close to setting a school record with this once.
What do you do with it?
Well, the object is to toss it as far as you can, Beav. Here.
I think I'll stick to throwing rocks.
Hey, Dad, you gonna put it in the trash? Remember, Dad? You said we were gonna throw away everything we couldn't use anymore.
Say, Wally, I don't suppose you...
Gee, thanks, Dad, but... Well, I might wreck my pitching arm.
Yeah. Well, farewell to the days of our youth.
Dad, what's this awful smell?
It's turpentine.
What's this messy-looking thing?
Hey, it's Billy!
Well, whoever he is, he's had quite a turpentine bath. Hey, guys, we gotta cut out this stalling and get the job finished.
Aunt Martha gave Billy to me when I was sick in bed with the measles.
Here you go, Beav.
Me and Billy used to sleep together when we lived in the other house.
Should I throw this out, Dad?
No, we better hang on to that. We can get a new handle for it.
He used to keep me warm, and I used to keep him warm.
What about this, Dad?
Toss it out.
Billy used to make a sound when he squirrels his stomach.
What'd you say, Beav?
He went...
Oh. Well, come on, guys. We better get this stuff out and into the trash barrels, huh? Beav, you bring that one.
Hey, Dad. Sure you don't want to save this thing?
No, we gotta stick by our rules, Wally.
Billy! the idea, Wooly. You did it right on his stomach.
So what? He can't feel it. Hey, Dad, can I go over to Eddie's now?
Sure, go ahead. I can finish up. Thanks a lot for the help, fellas.
Maybe if I put it out in the sun, the spell would go away.
Hey, Beaver, don't hold that old thing up against your clothes. It'll get all over them.
Yeah, Beaver, why don't you throw it in the barrel? That's kid stuff.
Yeah, anyway, Beaver, you're too big to play with dolls now.
Sure, of course I is.
Hey, Beaver, you gonna come over and watch us play ball?
No, Wally, I'm tired of watching you guys do stuff and then not getting to do it.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. The guys are coming over later. I think I'll play with them.
Okay, well, I'll be seeing you, Beaver. So long.
So long, Wally.
I thought you were going with Wally.
Uh-uh.
Something you want?
No, I don't want anything. Anything at all.
You finished the garage?
Yeah, all finished. You know, I can't figure it out. We threw away everything that was worthless, and the garage is still half full of junk.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. One day we'll move and leave it all behind us. Oh, Fred Rutherford called.
What did he want?
He says if we and four other people buy water softeners, then he and Geraldine get theirs free.
Yeah. And if five other people would send us $200,000 apiece, we'd be millionaires.
You know, that's a much better deal.
Hi.
Hi, Dad. You all finished with the garage?
Yeah, all finished. Hey, Babe, where you going?
Chuck and the other guys are coming over later. I think I'd mess around outside until they came.
Well, what do you and the guys have planned?
Gee, Dad, it's no fun to plan stuff. They're just coming over.
Oh, no, you don't. It'll spoil your lunch.
This? The cellar stairs?
The cellar stairs.
Hey, Beaver!
Hi, Beaver.
Hi.
Hi.
What you doing?
Nothing. What are you guys doing?
We're looking for pop bottles. This is the day people put the trash out.
Maybe there's some in the garage. Why don't you go look? What you got there? Where? Behind your back.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Cut out, Chucky.
Hey, look, fellas. Beaver's playing with dolls.
I am not. I just found it in the trash. And what are you doing with this?
Shoes a smell thing, all right.
It's funny looking, too.
It's just an old piece of junk. I better throw it back in the trash. Wait a minute. We can have fun with this old thing.
Doing what, Chucky?
You know that big dog in Mr. Parker's yard? You know what he does when you throw something over the fence.
Yeah, he'll rip it to pieces.
Yeah. Let's go.
Wait.
Wait! What for?
I don't think the dog is home today. Forget the doll. We came out to look for bottles.
Yeah, everybody's got their trash out. I bet there's a lot down the street. You coming with us, Beaver, or are you gonna stay there and play with your teddy bear?
I'll come with you guys.
You coming, Beaver?
The boy's gonna be home for lunch?
Beaver is. Wally's eating with Eddie. Who was that in the phone before?
Oh, it's Fred Rutherford. He wants to know if we're gonna go for his deal on the water softener.
Didn't you tell him no?
Well, dear, you don't tell Fred no. I told him I'd think about it.
Just keep telling him that until he gets his own paid for.
I'll get you some more. Trash man.
Barrels. Mom, when were the trashmen here?
Oh, just about 10 minutes ago.
Did they turn the corner?
Well, I guess so. Beaver, don't you want your sandwich?
I'll be right back, Mom. I gotta catch a trash truck.
But Beaver...
Where's he going?
He has to catch the trash truck.
Well, that figures. I used to chase the ice wagon and eat ice off the back.
Wardy's not going to eat trash.
Well, of course not. You got a sandwich for him.
Hi, Sonny. Well, now, if you're looking for pop bottles, we're just fresh out.
No, mister. I wasn't looking for pop bottles. I live on Mapleton Drive. I lost it something, and I think it's in your truck.
Oh? And you want me to empty the truck and spread everything out here on the street so you can find it, huh?
No, mister. Just let me get up there and dig around. I'll find what I want.
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't let you do that. Just a minute, Charlie. Well, now, son, whatever it is you lost, sounds to me like it's pretty important to you. What was it?
Billy.
Billy?
He's a bear. He stuffed it.
Oh.
I really gotta find him, mister.
Okay. I'll get up there and look for him.
Thanks, mister. Mister.
Yeah?
Just walk around up there. If you step on his stomach, he'll growl.
Well, thank you. He hasn't had his lunch yet, and I was getting a little bit worried about him. Goodbye.
Fred Rutherford again?
No, I've been calling around about the beaver. He's been gone for almost an hour.
Well, he probably got tired chasing the trash truck and found something more interesting to chase.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I used to chase girls. I suppose he's a little young for that.
Mrs. Mandela said he ran by her house about a half an hour ago. Where do you suppose he could have been going?
Well, June, when you're 8 years old and you're running, you don't have to have any place to run to. You just run for the sake of running.
I suppose so.
Hi, Mom. Dad, I'm home.
Hi. Did you have a nice lunch at Eddie's?
Well, Eddie's mother gave us a bunch of little tiny pink sandwiches. I think she had them left over from a club meeting a couple days ago.
Is that all you had?
Well, they're not bad eating. You jam a bunch of them together.
I suppose not. Wally, have you seen the beaver?
Not since this morning, Mom. But after I put my glove away, I'll go look for him.
Now, why do you suppose Mrs. Haskell would serve tea sandwiches to two big growing boys?
Well, you know Agnes. I suppose she didn't want to throw them away.
Billy, you smell worse than ever now. You're not good looking, but you're the only bear I ever had.
Hey, Beaver. What are you doing? Talking to that thing?
Well,
Boy, Mom's been looking all over for you.
I know. I had chased a trash truck for almost 8 blocks.
Boy, Beaver, you must really like that old thing.
I guess I do.
But why? It's just an old beat-up hunk of junk.
Well, you promise you won't laugh if I tell you?
Uh-uh. I was a kid like you once myself.
Well, you remember at the other house when I had the measles and they wouldn't let you or any of the other guys in, because they might get them?
Yeah.
Well, Mom was kind of busy. You know, around the house. And Dad was at work.
Sure, what about it?
Well, there wasn't any real people around. So I made believe Billy was a real people. I've made believe he had the measles with me.
Gee, Beef, I never knew that. But that was when you were just a little kid. What are you going to do with him now?
Well, I figured he did something nice for me once, so I should do something nice for him. At least getting him out of the junk wagon.
Yeah, but Mom and Dad aren't going to let you keep a smelly thing like that. Even if he did have the measles with you.
Wally, I was just thinking. Maybe there's something we can do to unsmell him.
Come on, Beef.
Absolutely nothing in this paper.
You've been reading it for an hour.
Well, you have to read it to find out there's nothing in it.
Is that you, Wally?
Yeah, Mom. I found the Beaver. We're going up to our room.
Beaver, come here a minute.
What'll I do with him, Wally?
Here, turn around.
Beaver! Well, come on over here. I want to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Where have you been all afternoon? Your mother was very worried about you.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I had a sandwich for your lunch and everything. Where did you go?
Just around.
Now, let's understand each other, Beaver. When you leave this house, I want your mother to know where you are. You're not to do this sort of thing again.
Yes, sir. Can I go now? Or do you want to yell at me some more?
Beaver, your father's not yelling at you. We just want you to know that we were very worried.
Yes, Mom, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Beaver, did you have any lunch?
Sure, Mom. I ate in the candy shop.
Ward, When the beaver was here, did you notice anything?
You mean that strange smell?
Oh, you did notice it. I suppose it could be.
I don't know. I guess when two boys are out playing all afternoon, they're entitled to pick up some interesting odors.
Boy, I was sure they were going to smell him.
Me too. Have you thought of any way to unsmell Billy yet?
Well, the only way to get rid of one smell is to find another smell that drowns it out.
That's not going to be easy.
You sure the Haskells are going to bring the boys home after Sunday school?
Uh-huh. You know, I think this is a perfect opportunity to clean up their room.
That's a great idea. It's the rule of the zoo, you know. Always clean the cages while the lions are out.
I better go take a look and see how big a job it is before I get in my working clothes.
How do you like this? It's immaculate.
I don't understand it. It's not Christmas, and there are no birthdays coming up. What do you suppose happened?
Dear, I didn't notice it until we came up here, but aren't you wearing a great deal of perfume?
No more than usual. It does smell like my perfume, though.
Well, don't look at me.
Oh, Ward, it's in here. It's in this room someplace.
You know, it's stronger back here.
Not in here.
I've narrowed it down to this corner. Yeah, this is it.
Oh, it's Beaver's old teddy bear. Well, I haven't seen him in years.
We found that when we were cleaning out the garage. I threw it out in the trash. It reeked of turpentine then.
Ward, he must have rescued him.
What would he drag out an old thing like that for?
Don't you remember? Why, when the beaver was younger, this is practically the first friend he ever had. He treated Billy like a real person.
Oh, yeah. Guess I should have paid a little more attention down in the garage. I'm afraid Wally and I sort of kidded him about still wanting to play with dolls.
I'm going to take Billy downstairs and I'm going to give him the best cleaning he's ever had. You know, Ward, it's funny. We all like to hang on to something that reminds us of some happy occasion of the past.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't tell this to everyone, but the last minute I turned chicken and rescued my old shot put from the trash can.
Well, why don't you go out in the backyard and practice while I take care of our other juvenile problem? Don't go too far. Dinner's almost ready.
Oh, no, Mom. I'm just going across the street.
What do you have there?
Billy.
Billy?
Thanks for dry cleaning him, Mom.
You're welcome. I used a button for his eye.
He looks great.
Beaver, you aren't going to take Billy outside and play with him, are you?
Oh, no, Mom. I'm too big for that. I'm going to give him to Benji.
Little Benji from across the street?
Yeah. They think he's got the measles. And when you got the measles, Billy's the best friend you can have.
You know, Beaver, I think that's very nice of you.
And then when Benji grows up like I has, he can give Billy to some other lucky kid who's sick.
Thank you.